This is the last day of Toshin Ayin Hey, and we are up to in Masechta Nozer Daf Chav Beis on the Beis. Oh, that's a good one. And let's see if we can do most of tomorrow's blot as well. Zodi Gemara, the two dots. Amrullah, she says to him, Hareini Nezirei Beikveich, I will be a Nozer following you, Mahu. What does that mean? Hareini Beikveich Bekula Milsa Vesharya. Doesn't mean that I'll be following you. But what happened was, the second woman said to the first woman, I am going to follow you. Beikveich also means like a heel, the end, till the very end. Then what happened was, the wife's husband came along and annulled it. And the question is, what happens in this case to that second woman? Do we say, I'm going to follow you completely, and therefore, just like you became mutra, I became mutra, I'm following where you are right now, which is before your husband came with Mayfair, but also that's also. Taisov here explains very nicely that when a husband, we had before the Gemara, when a person goes to a Rav and is matan neder, and another guy says, Vani, shh. Another guy comes along and says, Vani, then if the first guy is matan neder, there's nothing to talk about. Yet over here, we have a whole shaila whether the second one still continues and so on. Even though it's maker, okay. Taisov explains it very interesting. Even if you hold that a husband is oiker the nedel mafreya, it's very different than by a chacham being oiker a person's nedel mafreya. When a chacham is oiker a person's nedel mafreya, how does he do it? By saying, oh, you made a mistake.
A pesach
means you didn't realize. No, the whole thing is based in error. In other words, you never made nedel in the first place. Nothing ever happened. So how can the second guy come along and tag along to something that doesn't exist? When a husband annuls the wife's neder, even if we say that he's oiker it, says Taisa, it doesn't mean never happened. It happened until now. The Taisa says you have the power to remove it, so therefore if she became tamei in middle, she doesn't have to drink carbon and all that, but something still was there. There's something still there. So if a second person comes along and says, Vani, she could still become a nozer. So there's different levels of akira.
So when a person hears a guy making the neder,
say, I'll join him. Exactly. No, yeah, but you have to connect, link it back to him.
I understand. So, well, I'll be like, Marquis doing it or something like
that's
that.
That's right.
So
Kuli Alma,
therefore, he's fully.
Yes, it's contingent, it's leaning on the other guy, yeah. Toshba coming here, it says, Isha should not have been Ozzy. If a woman made an Ed and Ozzy, shown by the husband, heard Rama Vani and I too. Einu Yochel Hafri. The husband says, and I too, he can no longer be Mefer. Now, the Isha Kedata, if you think, when she says that I am in going and following your steps, I only meant in the beginning.
No,
but going back to your original question, if you're saying when a person when a woman says yeah, but it's the same idea, him to her or her to him, but we're following the principle before, yeah. Is it doesn't mean to the very end, it means only in the beginning. So the beginning she had an edit. Then the husband said, Vani, so even though he's made for her, what's the big deal? He can be made for her from now on, but he is still remains because he is linking himself to the net the way it was before he was made for. Leifu lali yadav, like him today. Elalash Prabhu does not prove, bechulu the milsa matzah, when he says Vani, means to the very end, wherever you end up, that's where I end up. The hichach, therefore, he can't be made for her, because if he's made for her, then he's automatically made for himself, and we know that a person cannot know his own adarim. Hichudu le matzah made for Aisha, but a woman. So this woman it says Hareini beikvach I'll be with you to the very end. Hinami mutera, since the woman is now is no longer a nazira, so she's also muter. Maybe when the woman says to the other woman, I'm a nazir like you, is bikara. And if the first woman is annulled, the second woman still remains. Nu, how come the case of the husband? In the case of the husband, Kivan, the problem, like we learned before in the Gemara, when he says Va'ani, the problem is not that he's made for her and it does himself. The problem is he just affirmed it. When he says Va'ani, that means, oh, good idea. Me too. The only braid he has is he has to go to Rav and to undo his own. Hakama, then Motzi Mefer, he can't be loy, but if not, loy, he can't. Hareini Nozir, I'm a Nozir, at and you. He says to her, I'm a nazir, and you.
The Torah of a chacham is actually stronger than that of
yes.
Baal, even though the Baal is the raisin.
Even though we had a question, we learned about chacham as well, because lo yachal lo, hu ein amechla, v'chedim meichlun lo. But we had a chakvataya by a husband, is it lemafreya or is it
l'mafreya?
So we're saying, even if it's lemafreya, even meichlun lo, it's still not as strong as by a chacham. Because you don't need a pesach.
The whole thing is akshonasi. This guy could go to a rav and be matan neder and finish.
100%.
The whole thing is all. Yeah. Is that why it's a shtar? He's punished for it.
Maybe. Hareini nazir va'at, and you, I'm a nazir, and you, va'amen. And she says, amen. Made for the shalah. So in other words, he is not contingent on her. So if she annuls it, v'shalah kain, but he still remains. He is neder, still remains, because he's not leaning on her. But Aminu asks a question. It says, hareini nazir va'at. It says, but I say, I'm a nazir, and you, va'amen. And she says, amen. Shnei masudin. They're both us, because both leaning on each other. If she wants mutter, they're both mutter. They should tell nidra ben nidra. He's leaning on her. So if she becomes mutter, then he's mutter. All of you, Tony, made for the shalav is l'kayim. No, you're right. Don't the brayish name, but Tony, learn that he's made for hers, but his is kayim because he is not leaning on her. He's saying I'm a nazir, and you. And if she says no, he still remains a nazir because he's not leaning on her. That's Pashtun Pshat, the way we learn the Mishnah. That's how we'll have to learn into the Braisa. Come along, the Braisa says, no, you don't understand Pshat in the Mishnah. I feel the time with the Braisa. Maybe if he says, I am a Nazir and you, he's leaning on her. I'll be a Nazir only if you're a Nazir. It's like he's leaning on her, so if she says no, he's talking on Nazir either. I am Mishnah Fesh as you are. The Mishnah talking about, he said to her, Hareini Nazir Ve'at. And what about you? What do you think? My. So it's a question mark. It's a question mark. So here now, Mishnah, clearly he's not depending on her. Mishnah, famous Mishnah we already had before as well. A woman said, "I'll be a nazir." She breached her naziris. What happens? She gets punished like a man. No difference. That's a famous question on the Crazy Placey, who says that a nazir is only a man, not a woman. When you have all these Mishnahs. And also, those people have a discussion where the woman gets Malkus. It's clear here as well. She gets Malkus like anybody else. What about if the husband annulled it? But she had no idea. And she continued, then she did, but she doesn't get Malkus. Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, not only is she an Aveda, but he made a Sefer Gedabayim, nevertheless, Tisprig Makas Mardas, she'll get still Makas the Rabban. Because she thought she was doing an Aveda. We'll have three different examples of that. Isha.
The Rabban and the Aham difference is the based in decides how many she should get, yeah? The whipping is the same.
It's basically, yeah. But even the Raisa, it was the business to decide how many get.
So then what's the Nafkim in the Makas?
No, definitely. It's just as much with the Rabban and the Chayef.
Together.
Yeah. Isha Haforim Hashem Yisrachlo. It says in the pasuk that the husband hafedim, the husband annulled it, and the Abel should forgive him. What should Abel forgive him for? The Isha Shavu Labayi. It's talking about a woman that the man withdrew the canceled the nedev. She did not cause medaber. So therefore, she thought she was doing a veda. She eats licha kaparis licha. She still eats a kaparis. She means that she has been carbon ashem. He cried. He said, "Ma mishen is kaven lalas." Yeah, here she
about. Despite the fact that the husband, she still gets. She was over, then she's over.
Yeah, not over Malkus. She has to bring a kapara.
Yeah. No, it was whatever other nether she made.
Yeah. Ma mission is kavan lados beyode basachazi intended to eat treif. For all of beyode basachazi ended up being kosher. Yet we're saying tonka part of a slich. This woman here, she thought she was doing a veda. Turned out she wasn't. Yet we say we need a kapara because it's in your mind. Ham is kavan lados beyode basachazi. If you talk intended to eat treif, for all of beyode basachazi you ate treif. For lachas gamma kamma you need a kapara. Very hard to understand what Rabbi Kiva is trying to add here. The Tater says if you eat treif, you need a bring a karmachatas. So without the Kavachema, what would you have thought? What's he adding here? What's he adding where he did Aveda deliberately? The Chiddush here is that even though you didn't do an Aveda, you intended, you're Aveda. What's the Kolsh game that if you didn't Aveda, you did Aveda? The Tanya said if you didn't Aveda, you got to bring Karma Chattas. I never understood what is he adding with this Kavachema that without the Kavachema... Yeah, but without the Kavachema, the Pasuk says, Klor, you have to bring a Karma Chattas. So what is Kavachema adding?
Unless you want to show how serious it is.
And without this, you would have thought it's serious. The Tanya said bring Karma Chattas. What is this adding? The chiddush here is not the chata. The chiddush here is you didn't. That's right. That even though you didn't do an aveda, you had to come on aveda. It's a terrible thing. So what were we? And of course, if you did an aveda, it's always even worse. And that's what Taylor says. I don't understand. I never understand what's the adding. Anyway, Kiyetsi, but similar to him, it says in the passage, if you didn't know, you don't know Veda, Osham, and you sin, Venosa, Veni, you carry a sin, you carry a carbon, Osham. Ma, me, you know, you didn't know. Ma, duch, me, shen, escaven, lalu, boy, you thought you're eating flesh. Well, the Ben Chazer ended up being treif. No, it was a mistake. He didn't know. What do you mean? What's the case? What's the case of an Osham? So we had two opinions. There was one piece of fats on the table. You didn't know if it was kosher or treif. Or there were two pieces of fats. One definitely was kosher. One definitely was treif. You know, chaticha achas mishtei chatichas. Two separate cases. So we're going to go through both of them. Kigayin chaticha, piece, suffix, shal shumin, suffix, shal chalev nacho, with kosher fats or treif fats, or makros at the posik. The nosa avoinoi, you're shuldik, and you have to be in carbon Osham. So Madach, he didn't know if he didn't obey the year. Mishin is kavan laubi b'chazer, v'ol b'chazer, l'chazer, kama v'kama.
Once again, what's in Moshe?
Yeah. The Gemara is going to say, why netzichas, but doesn't add, what are you adding to the Torah? If you're Madach, you bring an Osham, I'm sure you're going to bring a chazer, even worse. Okay. Exactly. I don't know. Isa ben Yudayim, he holds, you need...
In other words, if I have a kavana to eat... Treif. And I know this is treif and I eat this,
no.
But I'm in mind to eat treif, no. And I'm going to eat this and thinking this is treif, but it turns out to be kosher.
That's something else. That's the first kid. That's nazir. And the chiddush there is that even though you did not do an aveda because you intended it, that's a big chiddush. What's the chiddush that if you don't want to do an aveda and you did an aveda, you're terrible.
That, you didn't know that this, you know, was
I know, but what's the kal v'chaymeh? That's right. But what's the kal v'chaymeh too? That if you want to eat treif and you ate treif, it's a terrible thing.
It sounds like a chaymeh v'kal.
But what do we need? That's what the Easter of treif is. That is what it is. You're not adding anything.
And then the obvious one.
That's right. Exactly. This next case.
Isn't there a difference if somebody, let's say somebody's not careful to treif, right? He's going to come to you and ask, he says, I don't eat kosher, right? Yeah. But I have to pick this meat up, and I didn't really make inquiries at that point in time, is this kosher? And I just picked stuff without asking, is it got a hasher? That's not the same as saying, I know this cousin, I'm
going to... Not at all. You might not even bring karmachatas.
Oh.
You might not even have to bring a chat, but we're talking about where there is a korban. The kavuchim is coming to teach you. Mishin is gavin le chazer ve'oichel chazer. Terrible thing. But that's what the Torah says.
Because
yeah, you knew. Everything was done properly.
This next one is a little bit different here.
Every one of them. No.
It's a bit different because he didn't know.
No, but here he is. Mishin is gavin lalos beyodi. This is the kavuchim. Here. Mishas kavan labi yad ben chazer ve'ol labi ben chazer. It's exactly what you wanted.
He fulfilled his intention.
It's exactly what you wanted. You niskavan lalois, and you put your hand, and that's what came up. So it was all the intention. Isa Biyuda says, we need two chatichas. Ma mishas kavan yad ben chazer ve'ol labi yad ben chazer. Mother, you thought it was kosher, turned to be treif. What's the case? Ki yoshtei chatichas ki yoz an oshem. Karmen oshem is only if it's chazer gesura. So you have two pieces. Achas shel chele ve'achas shel shuman. The nasa avoid the hamiskaven lal bibel chazav all bibel chazav last kamakama is over. Al dovaz this thing yidvu. Not sure exactly what it is. A lot of people don't have this gisa, but Tesa says here, and the Eidich Mishor has a whole arich is what it means. Tesa says it yidvu doesn't mean cry, but yidvu means here shetavis yoda ve'osham ve'nasa. That this is that yoda you knew ve'nasa ve'osham you sinned ve'nasa you have to carry the carbon osham. No, but you knew. What do you mean? You knew. We knew for sure one of them was treif.
Doesn't he say
v'lo yoda? No. Yidvu. You see, Tesa the wrong one. Next one, dovah is a yidvu. What's yidvu? Roshi hatevus. Yidvu is yoda. No, because you need one or two chatichas. You knew for sure one of them is treif. The Oshim, and you ended up by mistake, you took the treif for one. The Nosan, they have to carry a sin and bring a carbon Oshim. Okay. Dovin, those who cry. Chol Hani Lomli, we need three examples saying the same thing. Three cases where you didn't think you're doing an Aveda and you have to bring a carbon Oshim. Tzich, you need it. The Tani Gabi Oshim, by Oshim, I would say, in the case of a Safik Shum and Safik Chalev. No.
And they see a piece of meat, but they didn't understand.
So there's no hasra there.
What?
That's not called hasra. That's
why
you bring. That's why you bring carbon asham. That's why you only know asham is in the tali. Asham tali because you're not sure. Chatas is only when it's definite. That's called asham tali.
The same thing.
There's no malchus by asham tali.
No, but I'm saying reading that if you've got a lab and something.
Yeah, it has to be vadoyus lahavchim ben shaygig lemeiz and all that. Yeah. Why need all three? Because if you only buy Osham, I would say, Hosham, the boy Kaporas, like, you know, why would they need Kaporas, Mishun, the Mikoral, Isu, Lichavin, you intended to do Isu, this piece was a Safa, you intended to do Isu. Abba Chatiche, Safa, Shechede, Safa, Shashumin. But a case where there was a Safik, Chavin, you thought maybe this was kosher to fat, so boy kaparis licha. Therefore, we have to tell you the chiddush that even though there's only one piece over here, it could very well be a min kosher, still you have to bring korban asher. The itmila had only this case, the ki isura, because the fact of the matter is there's an isa there. Aval isha lepoil, you end up doing an isa. The woman did not do an isa. Isha the hafla baila de teda. Now that the husband was made for her, she taka did not do an aveda. Why should she bring a korban? Loitibay kaparis licha. So there's a bigger chiddush. There's a bigger chiddush in the case of the woman because she did not end up doing an aveda at all. On the other hand, there's a bigger chiddush by the case of the asham because maybe there's no aveda. In the case of the woman, in the beginning, there was definitely aveda because she was a nazir. The eat mahanetati, these two, the women, and the case of the chatichachas, have a minahanetati, the sagal, and it's enough pekap poros licha, the loy ikve isura. Abo shte chatich, you have two pieces, achas shel chelev, achas shulma, the ikve isura. It's definitely what? Isur here, loy sagile pekap poros licha. Maybe asham not good enough. They bring a chatas or something. He doesn't say what you should do. What would we have thought? Maybe you should bring a maybe you should bring a karma chatas. Because it's almost like for sure you can do an aveda. The tzaddikim going down this very road. And the Mershoim going on the very road for tzaddikim, it's a mitzvah. For the Shoim, it'll be an aveda, the very same road. One, the same activity for tzaddik is a mitzvah, for Rosh is an aveda. How can that be? Marshal Shnebe Adam, Shetolos, Mishchei, and they both roasted their corn pesach. Echad achul shon mitzvah, echad achul shon chilagasa. One guy ate it because of mitzvah, he ate it because of gishmak. Zeche she'ochlu l'shum mitzvah v'tzadikim yeh chubam v'zeche she'ochlu l'shum achil gasa poishim yeh choshlubam. Freddy Gemara Omer l'shalokish hay roshe korisle. Okay, it's achil gasa. Now we know there's an achil gasa like by Yom Kippur. If somebody is fasting and he ate achil gasa, he's not over, he's not chayy because it's not called eating. That's talking about he's so stuffed that you can't put another morsel in your mouth. It's so mias. Here we're talking about you're full, but you're not stuffed. So the shlokah, if you're full, you're not stuffed. Okay, so you didn't enjoy the mitzvah properly. But Rosha, needle the mitzvah, I'm moved. He still did a mitzvah. I'll be passing me a COVID. I'll give you another example. Moshe, the name of Adam, this guy had his wife and his sister living in the same house with him. Lezen, his name is the tzaddik. He went, walked into the right bedroom. He ended up with his wife. For Lezen, the other guy, he ended up with his sister. His name is Zesh, and his name is the tzaddik. He's a tzaddik. Zesh, and his name is the Yechoshabam. Yechoshabam is a mistake, and it's a mistake, and therefore he's a Rosh. Freddy, what a meat dummy. It's not the same road. And now I'm coming in the Chod of Derech. Hochashnei, not to the road. He went to the road of his bedroom. He went to his sister's bedroom. El Moshul, very interesting here. The Loit Ushtei Benoisav Imoy. Loit and his two daughters with him. Hey, now this is very interesting here. Hey, Shinis Gavn L'Shem Mitzvah. The two daughters thought the world was coming to an end. And they wanted to make sure that there's still, that mankind continues. They did L'Shem Mitzvah, but Tzadik Yelchem. He was involved in the act. First of all, he was drunk like anything. Second of all, maybe also for the same reason, maybe he thought the whole world was destroyed. Now that's hard to understand because Lloyd knew that Avram Avinu would have been saved. The Malach from Avram came to save him. So what do you think? Yeah. The Malach from came to save Lloyd and didn't save Avram. But anyway, some kind of mitzvah. A shtickle mitzvah.
The Lord himself said that there's a certain city I can run to.
That's right, yeah.
That's not going to get the, what do you call it?
Destroyed by, yeah.
Destroyed.
Yeah. Mitzar, what do you call it?
The last Chelek of Yudas Moshe. Last Chelek, read the Habdomen.
Yeah.
Fascinating story on this topic.
Yeah,
it was going around a couple
of
years ago.
Oh, that's right. So you said to me, I think. Look at it again. Remember, yeah. Omar Abir says, you think that Lloyd was such a tzaddik? Lloyd was such a lewd individual? Kol ha-pasik azah shevet. I'll read you a pasik, and every word in that pasik is an inference to some lewd activity. Nema, it says by Lloyd, it says that Lloyd picked up his eyes and he saw the whole area before he came to his dime, and he saw how irrigated it was and everything else, and he thought, I'm going to come here. Says the Gemara, look at the pasuk. It says the pasuk starts with Yisa Lloyd. Lloyd lifted, and where do you find that expression? Vatisa Eishes Adonav, that by Yosef, she lifted her eye. What do you think she wanted to do? Then it says, in the pasuk, as Lloyd raised his eyes, as Vayisa Einav. And then by again, it says there by Tifera, Kihi Shalabain, I like Yosef because it's good in my eyes. See, when it's good in your eyes, what does it mean? Then it says by Lloyd, Vayar, and he saw, and when he see the same thing, but he saw the expression, Vayar Shechem Echamar. When Shechem Echamar saw Dina, he lost it for her. Then what did Lloyd see? As Kol Kikar a yard in the entire area. Sorry? Oh, by Shimshon Gibber. Okay, then it says, Kol Kikar a yard, and he saw the entire vast area. Kikar a yard, and we find a very similar pasuk. It says, "Tomel says kibad isha zayin in exchange of an isha zayin ad kikar lechem. You give a loaf of bread, but same expression kikar." Then it says he liked it because it was very irrigated. Kikula mashke. It says well mashke. And then another pasuk where it says that. Ki Amra, she said, Elcha achar acharei ma'ahavei, I'll go after my beloved. Nois de lachri, my bread, umei mai, samri, upishti, and shamnai vishikuya, gives me to drink and oil and everything else. So we see drink, what it leads to. Freddy Gemara, but man, it's, oh, we're talking about, Light was drunk, like Yimi asked. Tana Gemara says, you're right, the first night we couldn't blame him. But the second night when they got him drunk and he allowed himself, he knew what would happen the first night, because when he woke up, he knew what happened, and he didn't mind. That's how we knew. It says here when she stood up. It says here, when the older one stood up, everybody says, when he went to lie down, he was drunk, he didn't know what he was doing, he was a stupor. When he woke up in the morning, he knew exactly what happened. It's very over, it's in the morning. Ah, but the next night, he's drinking daughter wine with his daughters. So the daughter Shirov and Ma'ikim Sapasik says in the Pasik that Och Nifsha, that his brother sinned, Mikiryas Ois from the Kiryas strength, Umidyonim and the Midyonim, Kibrikhani put a lock on the gate, and the gate, so that he locked out Midyon, that was what? That Amon Amoyav, Umidyonim, Kibrikh Amon, Och, what do you mean? Och Nifsha, Mikiryas Ois, referring to as a light, Shapirish Mavram. He separated from Avram, Umidyonim, Kibrikh Armoin, he locked him up like a palace, Shehitu Midyonim, he threw away, he segregated Midyonim, Kibrikhim, Armoin, like locks inside a palace. Lo Yove Amoini Bimoyav Kalashem, because as a result of that, his kids, but Amoyim, can never join Eden. It says in the pasuk, "Letava yevakesh nifra." The nifra wanted a taiva. The nifra will see is light because he's separated from Avraham Avinu. Midian is from is Ammon. Midian is from Ammon. B'chol tushia, and every tushia is also a lashon of taida. Yizgal will be revealed. What do you mean? The taiva yevakesh nifra zelight. B'chol tushia, and all the taidas yizgal is revealed. Shin yizgal koloine batik kinesis, ube batim edrashas. Rashi and the Rishonim say batik kinesis. What do you do in the Beis HaKnesses? You learn taida. You read the taida. What do you do in the Beis HaMedrash? You learn taida shabape. Sayin taida shemiksav. Sayin taida shabape. They're damned forever. But now we learned amoini. This is what we learned taida shabape. That's what Teshuvah added to the Teda. The Teda says Lo Yavai, the Chal shouldn't come in. Amoini Umavi Kal Hashem, and the Mishnah added Yisurin is Yisraelam. So saying both Tedas they mentioned. Omar Ula says Ula Tamar Zinze Tamar was Mezana Zimri Zina. Tamar was Mezana because she L'shem Shemayim Yotzim Imena Melachim David Amelech and Neviim Yishaya. Zimri Zina, Zimri. It was Mazana and Naflu Olava. As a result of that, what happened? Kamar of 24,000 Yidden were killed. Omrachim Yitzchak, G'day La'Aveda L'Shma, Me'mitzvah Shalei L'Shma. An Aveda, if you do L'Shem Shemaim, is greater than a mitzvah if you don't do L'Shem Shemaim. Greater. Sounds like L'Shma is also a good thing. What means no good? Ela'ema Kim Mitzvah Shalei L'Shma. It's the same thing. How do I know? The Chassid, it says by... It says in the Pasuk with Sisera, it says, Tavoidach min Noshim, she should bench from all the women, Yoal Eishes Chavar Akeni. What do you mean, min Noshim? Which woman should be benched from? And the Pasuk ends off, min Noshim ba'oyel Tavoidach. From the women in the tent, she should be benched. Man Noshim, who are the women in the tents? Sara, Rivka, Rachel, Valea. So the Pasuk says clearly that she should be benched more than Sara, Rivka, Rachel, Valea. Rashi says here, a fascinating thing, but it's only for us to understand. Rashi says here that Sara, Rivka, let's learn the Rashi, because it's a. Oh, look at Rashi. Look at Rashi here. We'll finish with this Rashi. Rashi, the chsiv tevoidach menoshim yoal eches chavar akeni. Sorry, sorry, rochle. You see sorry, rochle, about 10 lines above the white lines? What do you mean? What does sorry, rochle have to do with anything? Says Rashi. Sha'omru lebaaleyen, they all did shaloi lishma, says Rashi. What do you mean? Could they told their husbands, Lovei El Shiv Chasan, we want you to have a nyohagar or whatever, or with Bilan Zilpa. V'loi lishay mitzah neskavnu. Sara didn't have intention of a mitzvah or Rachel and Leah. Ela Kadesh and Meskana Zubazu. They were all jealous of each other. Rachel ba'achoysa. Rachel was jealous with his sister. Visara vileya be'imois. What do you mean, Sara? I'm not sure. But Leah was jealous of the other imois that she couldn't have more kids. The kula nemem ra'ayu k'shibu k'rayu. What's Rashi talking about?
First of all,
I
didn't have a
shivcha
anyway.
Did. What do you know? Zilpa was lay shivcha. What do you mean, Sarah? Who was Sarah? Sarah was jealous. Why she brought Hagar in the first place? Who was she jealous of? Unless she had nevius that one day it'll be Rachel and Leah have kids and she won't have any kids. So she was jealous of that. Rashi comes along and says that all the Imais were not L'shem Shemayim because of jealousy. And when it says Imayim, Shaloy Lishma, it's referring to the Imais. All the other Shemayim say, what are you talking about? The other Shemayim say that the Imais were Lishma. We're just saying, Stam, women who do Loy Lishma. Peldig Rashi. Let's go quick, two more lines. Chaim, two more lines, we're finished. Amr Abichan, Sheva Bilas Balais Rashi, we're talking about over here. Zimri. Seven Bilas that Rasha Baizah Shah. Oh, sorry, we're talking about here Sisra. There were seven relationships he had with Yoel at the same time. Because it says in the Pasik, Bein Raglea Kora, between the legs, Nofal, Shacha, Bein Raglea, etc. It says seven times Kora or Nofal. So seven Bilas. Fetting Mother comes, Hanya Mibila, Delevabila, the fact that she's having Hano, Hadi saying she has to be Tzadik, and Aveda Shul. And the Gemara, Abiyach, Kol Tevasan Shel Hashem, even though it's pleasurable, if it comes from a Rasha, Ein El Ro Eitz Tzadikim. Yoel was a Tzadik, and for her it was painful. Shenemar, it says, Hisham Lacham Adabin Im Yaakim, don't talk good or bad. Bishlei Mera, I understand why Lovin shouldn't talk bad. Shapit. El Toivah, my Lord, why shouldn't Lovin talk good to Yaakov? El Elash Shmamina, Toivasa Irohi. That the good of a Lovin is bad. Shmamina. No, Teshuvah talks about it. Teshuvah talks about that. But that's a miscanner. We're all jealous of each other.